election season. Jim, it's your first term, right?
That's exactly right.
Six years.
We're coming to the end of the sixth year. And I'm telling you what, this time flies by.
It does. And I think it's because there's so much to do. When you look at your past 6 years, I mean, because you're a commissioner, one of three, there's a group effort that's always involved here. You've had a good relationship with your coworkers, your fellow commissioners?
Yes, we have a very strong board. We don't always agree. We've always said that, and it's true. This past issue with the gun resolution is a good example of that. We all went in different directions, and but we came together at the very end and as a unified board.
But one of the items that you did agree on was running a balanced budget.
Absolutely, Tom. And I'm proud to say that that was one of my accomplishments. For the past 5 years, we've had a balanced budget, Tom. And we've been able to meet all of our obligations through that balanced budget.
While keeping the county safe?
Absolutely. We're one of the, Tom, we're one of the few counties in southern Illinois, south of Interstate 64, that has a balanced budget and is in the black.
What do you attribute that to?
Planning, vision, experience.
And a willingness to cut.
And a willingness to cut, working together, just putting our differences aside and working for the taxpayer. That's what they put us in this office for, Tom, to work for them.
And you do have a unique county, but you have a good business community that you're built around. That's
Absolutely.
Marion.
Absolutely.
You have the most county highway miles of any county in southern Illinois. That means the sheriff's department stays busy. You've got a federal prison, a national forest. You know, you have a lot of things in Williamson County that have to be cared for, worked around.
Absolutely, Tom. We're very blessed with our county. And not only with Marion, but with Heron, Carterville, Craneville, Johnson City, all these communities are growing. Tom, our EAV has grown by 10.3%.
What's an EAV?
The Equalized Assessed Value. In a nutshell, to make it very simple, as my wife always says, let's dumb it down for everyone so they can understand. When you have a higher EAV, that relates to everybody's property taxes will be lower. So you want a higher EAV. Not every county has a growth in their EAV. We're one of the very few, and it's through the cooperation and the help of the communities that I just listed with the business that's coming into Williamson County. Tom, I'm very proud of our county. Like I said, we're very blessed. Ever since I've been there, Tom, we've had a lot of tremendous success. When I first got to Williamson County government, the very first thing that I was faced with and that made me think, what did I get myself into? We had to revamp our general assistance program.
Right.
It was out of control.
And we were sending money out of the county.
Out of state. We had people in New Jersey receiving assistance, taxpayer dollars, from our general assistance program. I introduced streaming of our regular board meetings so that people can view our meetings from anywhere. We revamped our website to make it more user-friendly. Have you been to our website lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I'm telling you. You can look up any house anywhere. It'll tell you what the property taxes are, everything, all the specifics about any property that that you need to find out.
I'm going to go do that now for my house, just so you know.
Tom, one of the biggest things that I'm so proud of is that we contracted with the credit collection partners and for our debt recovery system.
Now, this is an interesting one because this is something, I think you had to share some of that money with the recovery people, right?
Yes.
A percentage?
Yes, but it's their share is on top of what is actually owed Williamson County.
Okay.
So we get 100% of what is owed. And what is owed us is we're talking fines and fees that are owed to the county. Tom, if you go back a number of years, we're talking millions of dollars in uncollected fines and fees. And in the first 6 months, we collected over $400,000 of utilizing this debt recovery program. Tom, we've improved our recycling program. It was a disaster when I first got on board. We've had some opportunities to help the Child Advocacy Center and CASA by the new streams of revenue from gaming. We decided early on that this board was going to take a certain portion of this money and donate it to these organizations to help the innocent that are going through very difficult times in their lives. You know, Tom, we promote all kinds of economic growth with various businesses through our county. We have a revolving loan program that helps these businesses expand and develop. You know, Tom, you look internally, this board, we established a new county handbook, and working close with our HR department, we've implemented drug testing policies.
One of the items that you had that, and see, this is one of the unique situations I find myself in, Jim, because I ran for county commissioner,
mm-hmm.
and it was an eye-opening thing for me. And at the time, one of the biggest issues had been workers' comp. That, you know, there were a lot of issues, financial issues, that always seemed to be, you know, and you'd look at them and you go, we're spending that much on what?
Yes.
Once you opened and crack open the books, you kind of, like I said, it's eye-opener, right?
Absolutely.
I've never run for office before. And when it comes to that type of thing, are there still some items that are out there that you're saying, look, I wish I'd been able to get this done in my first 6 years. I'd like to get it done in my next term, and I think with the help of the other commissioners, I can. What would that be?
Tom, I guess the number one issue that I'd like to see accomplished is to get every department head to understand we work together as a team. Let's not work independently of one another. We all work together for the same goal as a team. It's very difficult at times to get one department to understand why we have to implement this policy that we established.
Especially when it comes to money.
Because if you don't, we may get knocked out of a grant for a bulletproof vest for the sheriff's department. They don't see that. We all work together. We're all on one team and trying to get every department to understand that's very difficult.
It was a rule. I think that always comes under the heading of education, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Once you explain it, you know, you say, look, this is why. Instead of just come out and saying, we're doing this, no more questions. This is why we're doing this. It always seems to be more productive.
And I think if you ask each one of the board members, they would all have the same answer as I'm going to give you, that the most frustrating aspect of our job is that we can implement any policy we want, but enforcing that policy is a totally different animal.
True enough. Everybody who's a manager in HR department somewhere knows that as well. Jim, 6 years, seen a lot of changes. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen storms. We've seen water shortages, right, yes. with the Rend Lake. Anywhere, by the way, I did see that I think Anthony Rinella announced last week the EPA had agreed on that tank storage for Marion, and so that's some good news there.
Yes.
I believe I saw
yes.
that come down the
yeah.
pipe. Are there any other items that are pressing issues that you think the taxpayer doesn't know about, should know about, that the commissioners are working on now?
Well, I would have to say that we're doing all that we can with what we have to work with. And what I mean by that is it seems like every year Springfield cuts us with money that is supposedly allocated to the counties. And like this year they cut back 10% of our allotted income tax allotment and 2% of our allotted sales tax revenue. So,
and a collection fee to boot.
Yeah. And, you know, we do the best we can, and there's every year the demands for our services increase. And so we're having to keep up with the demands, meet our obligations, yet at the same time we're being cut every year, and it gets more difficult every year.
All right,
to try to make ends meet.
Jim Arlo, Williamson County Commissioner. If you're in Williamson County, you will see him on the ballot. That'll be coming up, as we said, in November. 30 seconds. You get to tell people, this is the last time you get to talk to anybody before they go into the polling booth on election day, or maybe they're early voting. Why Jim Marlow?
Because, Tom, the public deserves to know that the candidate that they elect has been proven and tested. They need to know that they've got the experience to handle difficult situations, the knowledge to make a good decision, the abilities to work with all levels of government, it's required, and the vision to see the potential that Williamson County has and to act on that vision. Tom, this is what I bring to the board. It's been an honor to serve as commissioner for Williamson County, and I'm asking for the public for their vote for this November.